talking about a story that's running in this week's Rocky Mountain Outlook regarding the sinkhole up in Three Sisters, the Durgus Gate sinkhole, which is not only a literal sinkhole, but something of a financial one as well.
Oh my God, Rob. This this is like a soap opera underground involving air shafts. And 5 years ago, this hole opened up. They've done a lot of drilling and a lot of exploration and analyzing and engineering, and they thought they had a solution, and then they started drilling that solution into the ground, and no.
The article seems to indicate that they're kind of back to square one on figuring out how to fix this problem.
Every time more work is done drilling and exploring, I think they have a better understanding of what it looks like underground. Mm-hmm. And the hope was they could mitigate this undermining in the least expensive way possible.
Which wasn't very inexpensive. Yeah, and just to back up a little bit, the town has an undermining liability agreement with the province going back a long time, and it was always understood that the province would accept a full liability on any of these sinkholes that opened up, which was put in place to encourage the town to approve development. Durgus Gate sinkhole was really the first real test of that, and when it opened up, we went to the province and said, okay, so here it is, come fix it or give us the money. And the province said, no, we don't accept that first person liability. We're only accepting third person liability. So if a house fell into a hole, or if somebody walked into a hole and hurt themselves, sued the town, that's what we would cover.
Really?
So that dragged on for, I don't remember, maybe 2 years. But then the minister of the day, I think it was Doug Griffiths, said, oh, but here, we're going to give you a grant to fix the hole. So they wouldn't accept liability, but they were going to pay for it. $600,000 grant, which at the time was thought to be adequate.
And no then, longer possibly adequate.
No, it's not pretty.
Where this takes me is to the municipal development plan. We're still looking at future development in Three Sisters. There's still going to be areas with undermining in it. The MDP does suggest that it's possible to accept undermined municipal reserve if it's been sufficiently mitigated. Yeah. But
possible is the active verb. You know, why would you if there was any dirt at all? And that's a very good point, Tanya. And certainly we've talked about it in meetings and discussions in the building up of the MDP and even before the MDP, because we don't want to find ourselves in this situation again. And we're not going to be accepting lands, particularly as MR, that become our liability if there's any question at all about future undermining.
How do we budget for a new mitigation on this site if we use up that $600,000 grant from the province for something that they originally said that they would cover?
I'll be calling our MLA pretty soon to see if we can get a new government to free up some new money, because this is, to a large extent, a provincial issue.
Heads up, the new government, they don't have a lot of money to work with right now. Just warning you on that one.
Bottom line, it's a safety issue, and somebody's got to deal with it, and usually that somebody ends up being the municipality.